Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Hey, hey, hey. What's going on tonight? It's your one and only, your girl, Teja Renee, your favorite host. And this is my podcast, Rose Gold and Magnolia. I air at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I try to post every other day, but you catch me when you catch me. But I'm so happy to be here, y'all. I'm alive. I'm well. I'm happy. And I hope you're doing the same. We do have some great topics tonight and hopefully some good music. But mostly I want to talk to you guys about some great topics that I definitely wanted to talk about tonight. So I hope you tune in. I do have the guest call-in lines open tonight. The guest call-in number, if you would like to join me tonight, 516-418-5869. Again, if you want to call up here and talk to me live, the guest call-in number is 516-418-5869. Make sure you hit that dial and call up here. Talk to me one-on-one. Don't be afraid. I don't bite. So let's jump into it. We have some, again, we have great topic discussions tonight. Definitely some topics that you might want to take heed to, take some tips, take some advice if you want. You don't have to, but these are types of topics that I like to jot down and talk about within myself. And I hope that I can reach and teach someone tonight. So first of all, let's talk about being single. Such a privilege. Such a glorious time and prime for people. If you're going through a healing journey, you're detoxing all the BS out of your life, you're reprogramming all your old ways, your paradigms, and you're trying to live a better, healthy, and fulfilling, successful, loving life. But first off, you need to start with self. Being single is a privilege for self-care, self-love. Loving yourself, learning yourself, rebuilding yourself, being secure, confident. These things are very detrimental and important, especially within your healing journey. I say if you've gotten out of rocky relationship with people, stay single for a while. This will eventually allow you to grow, become the butterfly that you were destined to be. The symbolic symbol of butterfly is growth. You know, before it becomes a butterfly, it's a caterpillar. So you have to go through these processes, these stages within self. So being single, you get to enjoy the luxury of treating and loving and nurturing and caring about you because, you know, you was around people that didn't do that. So it's important for you to take that time in your single prime to enjoy that. Take yourself out on a date. Go to a spa. Go get your nails done, feet done, get your hair did. You know, do things that make you happy. Being single doesn't mean that you have to date everybody in the world. You don't have to talk to nobody. No, do for self. Being single is for self. Single is one. It's uno, numero, one. For self, you. You are your own being at that point. When I say it's a privilege, it's a blessing because you endure so much. You learn so much about who you are or who you're destined to be. The things that you want to change and heal and figure out along the way so you can rebrand or rebuild or relearn who you are set out to be. And then enjoying the authenticity of who you are, the real you, you know, because you're going to go through a healing process and still want to heal. You don't fully heal, but you're healing. You're healed in some way, shape, or form. But it's just beautiful because you get to see the good and the bad of yourself. And don't be ashamed of it. Accept it. You get to figure out what type of people you want to be around. You get the feel of what type of career move you want to make, or if you're the type of person to go back to school, or, you know, you kind of help and think for self at that point. You don't always have to have people in your ear. You get to make the choice for your own good. You get to make your own choices. You get to block out and keep things for reach, for within your reach, and talk to God. Being single helps you, when you are in a healing and detox journey, to build a better relationship with God or whatever you believe in. This is a relationship that you one-on-one in Him can have so you can be guided into the right direction. So when I say single is a privilege, it is a blessing. So enjoy it. Next topic, let's talk about relearn and live in life. What is relearning, Latasia? Well, relearning, when I say that, is basically using your own mindset. We were taught so many things. We have to relearn those paradigms into new thinking, new mentality, processing, because we were taught things based upon what another person was taught. Instead of tapping in and being within, going within self and self-analyzing and figuring out what's best in our own blueprint. So we basically take the old and drop in the new. So you just relearn everything for self. You relearn what you believe in. And that's one big thing about relearning things is your belief system. What do you believe in? Not what everybody else believes in. Tapping into what you feel is passionate and what you're passionate about and what you fully, and the things you disagree with. Really tapping into the things that you didn't even agree with when you were taught. And now being able to express and being a voice and talking about the things that are special to you. You know what I mean? So just taking the time to just, again, like I said, figure out what is it that you believe in and nurturing that, growing from that. And definitely being a voice for people that don't have a voice. When you relearn certain paradigms that you were raised upon, again, even at that age, you've had a disliking or it just didn't feel right or it just didn't tap into your soul. Like, so it's like, hey, I'm at this point where these are the things that I really feel. These are the things that I really think about. And I'm analyzing it and I feel deeply that this is not something that I stand firm on. So you kind of, how do you say, I mean, I say relearn, but there's another word for it. It's like reorganizing, remanaging the steps you take and think and feel and building your own story, rewriting your own history, you know what I mean? Building your history. And that starts with the mentality. It's just like reprogram. It's the same as reprogramming your mentality, thinking for yourself, going out and be the creator and building that concept based upon your own story, your own experience. And that's where relearning everything once over again, the things you knew to the things you know that you will know, the things that you, again, believe in, and projecting it to the world or just even just within self. You know what I mean? Like fully happening it within self and living your truth, living in your own truth, your own authenticity, excuse me. Being in a realistic realization within self. And it just goes back into healing and detoxing and detaching from the things that don't belong or the things that don't serve you, the things that don't move you, the things that don't help you grow. I had a conversation with a good friend of mine about support. And I know people are so tired of people say, oh, well, if they don't support you, forget them. That's true, but it's just like, this is another thing. This is great at reprogramming, thinking that you have to support everybody else that don't even support you. And then you just watch and observe people that are around you and not once have they shed the love. But then again, then people say it's not about that, but it is. It's like I want to support myself to the point where I know if I support myself enough that I'll get that back to me. But for me to have to go ask one or tell one of my friends to support me, what's the logic of that? It's like it should be a natural thing. And I'm not saying that people have to support and do all this stuff every day, because people have their own lives. But it's just like, bro, you expect me to reciprocate some type of energy? Why can't I? I'm treating myself a certain way. You're supposed to do the same. If I respect you, you respect me. We go into these situations with people thinking that we got to give while they take. That's relearning a program in your mentality, thinking that you got to do, while people just sit back. That's not how life, or that's not a relationship you're supposed to have with people. If you don't, if the person is just obliged by it, then be that voice, speak up, like, yo, you're supposed to be my, I'm sorry, I didn't even think you thought of it that way. And hopefully it will transform and build a better relationship between you and those people. So that's what I mean about relearning everything you know, or reprogramming your mentality, or just treating yourself a certain way so you can attract that back to you. Let's go into you let go of undesirable people and thoughts. Undesirable people that are undesirable, you know, people that don't respect you, people that don't respect your craft, or people that just immature, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to have those certain types of people, and hopefully they'll learn from you, you know what I mean? Learn from their mistakes and grow from them. If those people don't want to grow from that and they want to stay in this slump, then let them go. It's nothing wrong with letting people go that don't serve you. That's undesirable. Those people are going to bring you down. And I bring this up a lot because these type of situations will hinder your growth, will stop you from moving. You know, I thought about it today, and I like to talk about things based on my experience because I do what I do. And I just feel like you get tired of people putting you last, tired of people putting you as an option. And then they come around because, you know, everything glitter ain't gold, or the grass wasn't green on the other side. But it's just like, at the end of the day, I still wish you well. And I feel like when those people come back around and they socialize with me, I'm civil. I can have a conversation with somebody, whether you feeling me or not. But you always been feeling me. Yeah, you still put me as an option. It's like, where's the mathematics of that? If I was such a plus one, why did you make me a two? You feel me? Like, don't tell me all these great things that you've been telling me all these years, but yet showing me differently. It's really actually before words nowadays, because it's like, I can hear all those sweet words, but it don't back nothing you say. You have never put the work into it, so why should I believe you now? And it's just like, oh, people change. Yeah, they do. But maybe the time of you changing is too late. Those are undesirable things that I don't want in my life. I've shown you who I was, and you gave me your ass to kiss. That's poetry, y'all. Y'all better stop playing with me. But I'm just saying, like, this is just what it is. I do have a caller. I'm going to tap you in. You're going to be live. Speak your name and where you from. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello,
can you hear me? Hi, can you?
Yeah, I'm having problems with my app. Yeah, so we might have a delay, but I'm here because of relationship. So I wanted to find out what the particular thrust was of your show. Is it about building relationships, maintaining relationships, repairing relationships?
Did you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to find out what your show is about, because if it's the right topic, then I'd like to join in.
Oh, okay. Well, I talk about a lot of things. Tonight we're talking about how being single is a privilege, relearning and living your life, and releasing things that don't serve you and letting go. But I do talk about relationships as well, so that's why I asked you, is there a specific question you want me to answer?
Oh, no. I mean, right now you told me it's about living, being a single person. And I think being single is probably, if you really know how to make it work, it's
right.
Probably a good
situation.
Right. A lot of people will always try to encourage single people to get married, but I haven't seen any good marriages. None. I have seen marriages that have lasted for a long time, but I haven't seen a good marriage. I think the divorce rate for first-time married people is around 55% or so, which is pretty high. As a matter of fact, it's more than half.
Yeah.
And then if you get married the second time, it's even higher than that. You'll have a divorce rate of around 58-60%. And then incredibly, if you get married again for the third time, Mm-hmm. It's even higher than that. Mm-hmm. So being single is not a bad option. You don't have demands on your time. You know. No,
I think
you don't have demands on your time.
You don't mind me cutting you off. Mm-hmm. I feel like being single allows you to see exactly what type of people you want to interact with or even be in a relationship with. I think we jump into these situations because of tradition reasons, because of what our parents raised us in and what we believe through their eyes. And we haven't taken a chance to see what we want or, you know, what we want in life. So I was married from experience. I was in a relationship for 10 years, married for 3. And I feel like being that it was a forced situation, and then it allowed us to build with one another. I didn't really get to know this man. So that's what causes mm-hmm. our divorce. And you're right. It is like a 50-something percent of marriage failing because of them not actually knowing, you know, each other, not getting to know each other, not building, not growing. I think that's the main reason why people are falling apart, because they don't know who they are with each other. They're just jumping to marriage to meet nowadays, and that's not always a great case. So being single is glorious to me, because then you can get to know yourself and what you love, so you can attract the same from somebody else. But you got to start with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course. I mean, you do have to love yourself, as long as it's not on a narcissistic basis. I think most of the time, the marriages and relationships that don't work is because of the women's expectations. You see, the women's expectations of men are based upon, for a large degree, upon what Disney fantasy about what the perfect man should be. We men,
right.
We don't have those particular types of expectations. If you're relatively
mm-hmm.
attractive,
right.
If you don't give me a hard time, right. If you're relatively good in bed, okay, you pretty much are eligible to be a girlfriend. But a guy
mm-hmm.
has to have a certain type of job, certain type of status.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fly in the ointment. Because if a woman really wants to be happy in a relationship, she should, of course, pick the right type of guy. But her type of guy is based upon, as to allude to what you were saying before, maybe, you know, the traditional way that our parents taught us. Well, we're all of us, and no matter what particular demographic we're in, regardless of whether we were born in the 40s, born in the 90s, it's pretty much the same. It's romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
silly. Most girls
right.
want a guy
right.
who, you know, nothing wrong with being tall, dark, and handsome, but they also
right.
want him to be very strong and right. to be the man and to be the leader when she
mm-hmm.
deems it's okay for him to be the leader. We don't demand
right.
that from a woman. We don't,
right.
you know, we don't demand that you protect and provide for us. We're supposed to be
mm-hmm.
the protectors and providers, and women don't understand the burdens of that. So going back
right.
to what you were saying before,
right.
we have to know ourselves. We have to know
right.
what the expectations are of the other person. And then we
That's
have to
right.
mesh them in a rash, in a rational way. Are my expectations too much?
I agree.
You know? But people mm-hmm. aren't really doing that. You know what's happening
right.
nowadays? Have you heard of the Meg
right.
have you heard of the MGTOW movement?
No.
No.
Okay. It's an acronym. It's MGTOW. It's men going their own way. And that's the result of that. Yeah, you know, it's not that men are bashing women. It's that men
yeah.
are fed up with the way that a lot of times women will say, well, I'm your equal. I want to be equally yoked. You can't tell me what to do. Yes, you're biologically stronger and everything, but I'm still your equal. And then, of course, I think you can't deny this. A lot of men, especially the more the really good-looking ones, don't they think of themselves as princesses who are entitled to special treatment?
Right.
I'm asking, do you find that in your own observation?
Oh, I agree with you. Everything you were saying, I feel like with the pressuring on men and this whole analogy of what we expect them to be, we can't expect something from a man that we can't give to him. That's one thing that we kind of overlook a lot of times. We're not even set within what we gotta go, what we have going on in our own lives, what we expected so much from another person. Can't do that. And a lot of that issue with having demands on the man have to do this, he has to have a certain job, is from trauma. From my experience, trauma, and what our parents taught us. Oh, the man has to do this, and he has to go that. And just seeing what my parents went through and my mom went through, I've seen these things in a household,
right.
And it's just a cycle repeated over and over. That's why I said being single allows you to kind of recreate that whole image. You kind of take time from healing within all the stuff that you've gone through within your own household and from what you've seen with your parents growing up. Now this allows you to grow up in your own space, and now you can see things from the outside looking in, like, oh, wow, I expected this from this man, but yet I couldn't even give it to him. Why is that? Because this is what I was taught.
Now that, yeah. And that's a good point, too. A woman should take on the concept of, well, if he's going to give to me, I have to give him something as well.
Right.
There's nothing
absolutely
wrong with that. Reciprocity.
Right.
Same thing with the
right
man. The man should have the same attitude.
Right.
If she is giving to me, what can
gotcha
I give to her?
Right.
It's mutual reciprocity.
Right.
If people do have that particular issue, and if they actually examine what is it that they really want and ask
right
themselves, what I really want, is it too much? Is it realistic? Is it Disney?
Right.
You know, is it because
right
my parents taught me to
right
be this way? Or
mm-hmm
I think when you boil it all down, when you examine it, it comes down to very, very simple concepts. It's as a man, what I have to bring to a woman, I have to be trustworthy. Now,
right,
I am trustworthy. She doesn't know that
that's
when
right
she meets me, but if she asked mm-hmm around, you know, she would know. But then I still have to prove it to her. I believe that respect in a certain way, in a certain level, has to be earned. I have to prove it to her
that's
that I'm
it
trustworthy. She has to do the same thing
that's
for
it
me. She has to do the same thing for me. I also believe that if this is the modern age where women are making money and they love to spend it on themselves, and you're making as much as I am more, I believe also that we should go Dutch. And the reason is because a lot of women will go out with a man simply to have a free dinner or a free night out. So if you're
right
making money,
right,
and I'm willing to split the bill with you, that shows me that you want to be with me because of me, not because of a night
right
out.
Right.
So
right
I think that's important. Now, if a woman wants to tap
it
dance
is
around that, then I said, I don't need you. You
right
know, if you're making 40,
go
50 cents. Right.
Gotta go.
That's it.
Gotta go.
You know?
Gotta go.
So what is it that you want in a man? Okay. What is that for man? You see a man, he's approaching you, he's relatively nice looking. What is it about him that would make you interested enough in him to continue to talk to him and then to go out with him?
That's a good question. I would
see? See? We talk a good game, but we have to do it upon ourselves, too. I've done it. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'm teasing.
Absolutely.
But the thing is,
I feel
yeah
like, I'm going to answer your question, though. I feel like
mm-hmm
the first thing for me is a confident conversation. I've never, well, I can't say I've never met a man that's scared to have a conversation with me, but actually just to take the lead sometimes, because I like to talk. I'm a social butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm confident in my when I converse with people. I just want to see that one
mm-hmm
time. Just be confident. Just talk to me. I think people come to me, they're intimidated sometimes. I don't know why, but that's the first thing I get with a guy. They're so intimidated to talk to me, and I'm like, I'm as social as can be. Just for once, take the lead in the conversation, and you got my attention. Now, can you be consistent in it, though?
That sounds good, but if you were to have a videotape of yourself when men approach you, you might be surprised at how you react. You're saying the man should take the lead. Now, let's say somebody, okay, let's say you prefer somebody who's 5'11", athletic. Now, a person's 5'9", and maybe you're 5'8". You like to wear heels.
Mm-hmm.
So automatically, you're saying, this guy's too short for me. But he takes the
yeah
lead, and he's confident.
Yeah.
Okay? What do you mean? Did I hit a nail?
No.
Huh?
I mean, everybody has a preference. So I'm gonna agree to disagree.
Okay. Yeah. So I hit a nerve. So in other words, if a guy takes the lead and you're 5 foot eight, he's 5 foot nine. Okay, then right. We do have to examine it, and we have to examine it honestly.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
That's true.
You know, because even if the guy's confident, you're 5 foot eight. You like, but see, if you're not wearing heels, you're wearing sneakers. He's wearing sneakers. He's perfect. But you want to put on a pair of 2-inch heels or stilettos to go out. Oh, listen, your perfect man is, oh, shit, he's too short. And as a result, it doesn't matter how confident he is, you've already rejected him. See, that's what we men have to go through. We have to go through your subliminal expectations that you may or may not be aware of, and it may or may not be intimidation, but we're the ones that approach you. You lay back and be the butterfly. See, it's easy for you to just judge and say, yes, sir. But wait till you take the lead one day, okay? I'm sure you have. If you found some guy that was really, really good looking, and you approached him, and he just looked at you like you were a fleck of dust, you know, as opposed to the beauty queen, then what I've recommended to people is this. Now, this is at the beginning of a relationship. A man and a woman, they've dated for about 3 months. They've gotten to know each other. They really care for each other. But most relationships, I think you'll probably agree, are based upon hopes and dreams. Not really reality, but hopes and dreams about we want this to work, but they don't know how. So what I recommend is after about 3 months, if two people believe that they should go into a relationship, they really care for each other, take out a piece of paper. Write down on the piece of paper what you like about each other, what you don't like about each other. Write down deal breakers and talk about them so that you will know before you go into the relationship whether or not that person's willing, you know, to do what you want.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I didn't even get your name. Where are you from?
Oh, my name is Joe Montana.
Okay. Montana Joe, it's been a pleasure. I got to cut you short, though, because I got a little bit on the time.
Okay.
But it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Okay.
I love the fact that you came up here to talk to me. It's been a blessing, and I appreciate you.
Well, cool. Do you have it once a week?
Yeah, I do it every other day. I'll be posting. I'm all over social media.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook.
I'm not on social media.
But you called me at a good time. I'll be here next month, Friday. I'll probably be up here Saturday at the same time, 11 p.m. sharp.
Okay. Well, all right, then. We'll take care, okay?
All right, you have a good night.
All right, take care now.
You
too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all, I'm still up here. Let me see if I can. All right, that was Joe from Montana. I think you said Montana. Hopefully I'm saying that's right. That was a beautiful conversation, y'all. So definitely take heed to those gems he was spitting, because now you get to hear from a man's perspective. Ladies, be a little easy on the man. But I get what he's saying. You know, it takes a lot of courage and a woman that they see. You know, they see a beautiful woman, and right off the rip, they do want to approach, but then it's just like, what if she don't like me? All these thoughts, these intrusive thoughts start to come into play. And it, believe it or not, men, we go through it too. But, y'all, that's my time. I literally have about 40 seconds. I'm going to end it off with one of my favorite songs from my guy, Asavine from Nigeria. I love y'all. Catch me next time. I will post the next episode on my platforms, as y'all know, pretty poetic LJ or pretty poetic underscore LJ, or look me up under Latasia Renee and you'll see all my social media platforms. You can catch me on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. And that's it. 11 p.m. sharp, Eastern Standard Time. Y'all know this is Rose Gold and Magnolia. I'm your girl and I love y'all. Peace. Thank you.
loving where we get it, baby, make you no go put us under. Oh yeah. You say you love me, baby, just the other day I saw you with another. Oh no. Why you gon' do like that? Oh ah. Oh, why you gon' tell that shit with me? Don't you really have my back? Oh ah. Why you gon' tell that shit with me? I wanna walk with you, baby, just let me. Oh oh ah, define me. That could change me. You are the apple of my eyes. Oh, then I come back, baby, and go my down. Oh, then I come back, baby, and go my down. Go my down. Why you gon' do like that? Oh, ah. Oh, why you gon' cut that shit with me? Don't you really have my back? Oh, ah. Why you gon' cut that shit with me? Yeah. If I tell you that, I go die for you. Baby, now I lie, I will lie. If I tell you that, I go crazy for you. Tell me girl where you come from, are you from Germany or you Hong Kong? That you was a good girl but you got wrong, don't leave me hanging baby don't run. Yeah. Tell me girl where you come from, are you from Germany or you Hong Kong? That you was a good girl but you got wrong, don't leave me hanging baby don't run. Yeah. Tell me girl where you come from, that you was a good girl but you got wrong. Yeah. Tell me girl where you come from.
Mr. G on the mix.